All right, let's get started. So I'd like you all to cast your mind about 3 years ago. There were four powers in Nullsec: the Imperium, Panfam, Legacy, and Winterco. Think about World War B. We were attacked, and Vili wagered his entire coalition on defeating us when three of the four major powers attacked the Imperium. You all know what happened. Essentially, all of Legacy, other than Brave Newbies, fail-skated into Pandemic Horde. It made their numbers much larger. The only one who was left in the Legacy Alliance, Brave Newbies, moved north, and they tried to live as an independent alliance. I want you guys to think about that time, too. We weren't focused on the north back then. Around that time, the core of the B2 Alliance formed, and they tried to take space up the north and form a new coalition, B2. I think you remember Brave Newbies then joined this coalition. Some people started calling them B3. Some people started calling them B2. I still don't know which one it is. But once again, there were four major powers in the game. Now we had Panfam, we had Winter Coalition, we had Imperium, and we had B2. After that, Panfam and Frat decided to try to force B2 to bend the knee to them, and then began what would be a year and a half long campaign against them. And we saw the same thing that they do time and time and time again, which is they fought them in the most boring way possible. And just to maintain their sense of galactic order, they were threatened by a new coalition coming up, and they had just the most banal and boring attack possible. We moved up there because we wanted to encourage the fourth largest coalition in the game to thrive. This was really important. It was especially important to me, but I think a lot of us agreed that we wanted these people to succeed. We wanted them to do well. And we wanted diverse powers in the game because we thought it would be better for the game. And so our hope was that B2 would become established and see it as a new power. And so a new power in Nullsec that had not existed. One hadn't come into existence for years. So it was actually a very unique opportunity. But obviously we've seen the attacks on them. B2's command layer is a lot smaller than other coalitions. They have not had the peace or the time to build up that command layer that we have, that other people have. It's a very small group. And so, they were starting to get burned out. They sought a peace deal multiple times with the Pappy Coalition. And the terms that were offered to them were not really a peace deal. It involved them never helping the Imperium in a timer. They couldn't send one person to a timer if Imperium was there, but they got no non-invasion pack offered back to them. So they could be farmed as much as they wanted, invade as much as they wanted, but not have anyone to help them. And I think even more outrageously, they were demanded that they pay ISK to Pappy for the crime of having defended their own space. And I think one of the very interesting things, if you've watched this war, is that B2 was not really built in the right way to defend their space. They had a lot of alliances owning different iHubs, which makes it very hard to defend it. But for over an entire year, B2 held on to all of their iHubs. They did not lose a single iHub for over a year, which I think is an amazing accomplishment because they were fighting against the first and third largest coalition in the game. It's really an impressive achievement given the odds that they were facing. But in the past few months, the B2 command layer has come to me saying that they were tired, that they just did not have, after running at full capacity for a year and a half, they were proud of what they had done, but they were also really tired. And so they knew two things. One, they were ready to take some well-earned rest. And two, they sure as hell were not going to align with Panfam. So with that being said, I have a few announcements to make. Severance Alliance is joining Goonswarm Federation. This includes their FC Arcadio Soul, who we hated fighting against, but we love working with. All their corps are going to become members of Goonswarm Federation. The founding member of B2, Blob Alliance, is joining the Imperium. The Alliance Fanatic Legion, who fought extremely hard in Russian time zone, is joining the Imperium. Reloaded Alliance is joining Goonswarm as a corporation. Scum Lords, an alliance who our FCs loved working with to defend their space because they were very competent and hardworking, they're joining the Imperium. And our longtime friends, Brave Newbies, are joining the Imperium. I'm glad a lot of you guys feel the same way I do. We're happy to have them. Today, our coalition got a lot stronger. We've added people we enjoyed fighting with and friends we've made over the last few years. It's definitely a great day for us. For you guys, I want you to be ready to welcome the new members. They've been fighting for a long time, and they're ready for a well-deserved break where they can, you know, build up their space coffers and get a rest. What we need to do for the next week is I need you guys ready for a maximum effort push. We need to help our friends evac as much as they can safely. As soon as this fire site is over, we're going to start moving from DO6H to 6RCQ, and we'll be staying in the Keepstar there. So I need every one of you here at the fireside listening to be ready for one hard week, one hard push. We have a final push here to wrap things up, and then we are going to head home with our new allies. So I want to thank you all for attending. I want to say be ready to push this one hard week, because this is one of the biggest weeks in Imperium history. And we're putting up fleets right now. Watch for pings right now. Thank you all for coming. Welcome to our new friends. I will see you next week.